Time to turn to the Vision Home Loans Newsline at 7:37. We are joined by ABC News correspondent Aaron Katursky. And Aaron, we had a segment on this earlier this morning, a short segment, talking about the potential for the FDA to authorize these extra Pfizer doses, these boosters that so many people have been awaiting. Other people not going to get the original vaccine, but why don't you tell us what the latest is from the FDA?
The FDA is expected to authorize by the end of the day a round of booster shots for Pfizer vaccine recipients that could include, you know, millions of people, but only a select few, not everybody, but people who are over 65 or whose job exposes them to COVID-19. So people like teachers or grocery workers or health workers, people who by nature of their work have not been able to stay home and avoid potential exposure. And then tomorrow, the CDC is expected to make specific recommendations about who should get that extra shot. So it's going to be a booster campaign for some, not all at this stage, we think. And really, it could all wrap up by the end of the week.
Yeah, and I know we already have that approval for those with compromised immune systems. This next group, most likely those 65 and up. And Aaron, could this be what we saw months ago where Pfizer kind of led the way as far as getting that emergency use authorization for the vaccine as a whole? And all of a sudden, we'll start to see more of the vaccine manufacturers and more news about more vaccine booster shots being approved in the coming weeks and months?
I would think so. Pfizer was first out of the gate initially, so they're first out of the gate with a with an extra dose. Moderna and Johnson & Johnson recipients can expect maybe 2 to 3 weeks before any booster campaign is authorized by the FDA, so they won't be far behind. But it does, I think, move the whole country along. Even if you're not authorized right away to get a booster shot, it's eventually going to come, no matter which vaccine you received, because immunity eventually wanes. And I think really doctors had hoped that the country would have been out of this by now, and maybe it wouldn't have even been necessary. But too many people are not vaccinated, so the virus continues to spread. And so a booster campaign is coming, and it's just now a matter of who should get it and when.
Right. And meanwhile, the researchers looking at that various question and the varieties of questions surrounding it. What is the latest from The Lancet?
I haven't.
Sorry about that.
I don't know anything about what's in The Lancet, but medical journals are saying a lot of different things.
Okay, and I did have the blurb, so I just will read it, that the latest from the WHO and FDA is arguing the average person doesn't need a booster shot.
Well, we heard this from the FDA advisory committee, that the average person is still well protected by the vaccine, even 6 months out, and many of the scientists say it would be a better use of our time and resources to focus on those who are not vaccinated, trying to convince the 80 million Americans who haven't or won't get a shot, better to work on them than worrying about booster shots at this stage for everybody. Because the average person who's received a Pfizer vaccine, assuming they're, you know, under 65, relatively healthy, the vaccine, even in the face of the Delta variant, is still holding up pretty well. So they've argued that a booster campaign for everybody at this particular moment isn't necessary. But we'll see what the FDA ultimately decides.
All right, Aaron, that is the bit that I was asking about. So great. I'm so glad you were able to expand on that for our audience. Aaron Katursky, ABC News correspondent, we appreciate your time and insights. Thank you.
Thank you.